What are some things about the picture that are specifically characteristic of Leonardo?
The elements of the handling by Leonardo are very characteristic. First of all, he's left-handed. It doesn't mean that he's the only left-handed artist, but he developed a very characteristic way of shading, very close parallel hatching done left-handed. None of his circle do that. They do it right-handed, as you might think, and not do it as well as he does. And he developed this system of shading particularly for a series of skull drawings, which he did in 1489, and he wanted to get the specimen to stand up from the paper. So he went down to the edge of the image in this left-handed shading, and that's exactly what he does here to make her profile sort of come out from the paper.
Now, this was executed on vellum, I understand, so that's something that's usually used in codex or book production. Did you find anything referencing that in Leonardo's extant notebooks?
Well, initially, when the owner said it's on vellum in ink and coloured chalks, I thought that counts against it being Leonardo's. We didn't know he did this. But then you start to do research, and bits of documentation that you haven't really taken much notice of before suddenly become relevant. And in rather a famous document called the Ligny Memorandum, which Leonardo wrote to a French general, there's a little memorandum to himself saying, get from Jean de Paris the method of dry colouring. And he talks about Jean's book, box of pigments. He talks about how do you get double and single sheets, which is cutting vellum out of a irregular shaped skin. And this Jean is Jean de Paris, Jean Perreal, who was with the invading French kings, and we know Leonardo knew him, there are other references. So suddenly this odd medium, which you think, well, Leonardo didn't do that, once you start looking for vellum for drawing on animal skin in his notebooks, you find he's talking about this at exactly the right time.